Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Again, can't expect 30,000, but it feels like another great night for a Gardo's victory. And I'm not as confident tonight going into it, but it's a bullpen game. It feels like another one you can steal.
Yeah, and by the way, of a bullpen that's been horrible. I mean, just flat out bad. And against the Guardians, they've also been really bad. Like, Will Vest has blown games for them multiple times. He blew one in the Braves series. I don't trust that bullpen as far as I could throw them. And let me tell you, I can't throw a bullpen very far. But like,
yet.
I'm working on it. Haven't been in the gym. But it's like, I don't know. Like, I think this is actually the game probably of the series that I would have had the most confidence in.
I'll tell you right now, I'll know the white flag goes up when Rafi Montero's in. Because the last two nights when I've seen him, we are licking our chops. We're like, oh, this dude's in. And by the way, they haven't like killed him all the time, but it's like Rafi Montero was not great 4 years ago. He's worse now.
I'm surprised they didn't start him, to be honest. I thought they were going to, because he's one of the few relievers in that bullpen that can give you multiple innings out of the gate.
And he's got a mid-4 ERA and a 1.32 whip. Let's get after it. They should have started him. How dare AJ Hinch? But we got 1 hour to go. We got Cash Lovett coming up in just about 20 minutes here. We are going to talk about Super Bowl windows, because that came up on the station today. But are you more confident in a playoff series against the Tigers, and if the Guardians host the Tigers in the wild card round, are you expecting a win? I don't think expecting a win is strong enough for me, because I just think, like, finish off that storyline and then we'll see what happens in the divisional round. Let's go with Josh in a car. Josh, do you want to see the Tigers again in the playoffs if both teams make it? Man, I really thought Josh was cooking.
I thought he was, too. That was really good stuff.
I've had a good run of Josh's. I went to school with a couple Josh's. My buddy Josh Arthur. My buddy Jeff was over today doing some work on the house.
My college roommate, Josh.
My first radio partner on air was named Josh. He did backstab me and try and get me fired. But beyond that, I still really care for him. I mean, I've had a lot of love. Josh, this is not since Josh Parcell did me dirty. Has anyone done me this dirty? Should we go with Dick in Dayton? I think we're going to go.
Why not?
Dick in Dayton. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
Okay.
Good to talk to you.
Dick.
Yeah, I want to say something.
Richard.
I really, you know.
Richard.
Yes, Richard.
Well, yeah. Dick, no. No. Yeah. Real quick.
I just want to say. You
labeled the wrong fat guy. Sorry. I am the fat guy. Ken is doing fine. Yeah. My name is Nick.
Nick, I'm sorry. Pardon me.
It's okay, Dick.
I just wanted to say congratulations. I mean, they were dead and buried there at the All-Star break, but we've got to give them credit. And if you want my opinion, I think they're going to get the wild card, but now it's playing Detroit again. It might be a little iffy, and I want to talk about the Browns. I love the defense. I think
You're giving me whiplash, Dick.
Huh?
You're giving me whiplash. We just went from the Guardians to the Browns. You didn't even take a breath here. We're talking Guardians, buddy. We got a big game inside this hour. What are we doing here? Let's talk some Gardos.
Hey, they're gonna do it. I don't care what they say. If they have to play Detroit, they'll at least get the wild card. I'm confident they'll get the wild card. I really am, buddy.
All right, Dick. Thank you, Dick and Dayton, everybody.
Thank you, Ken.
I get us mixed up. We're completely different gentlemen. All right? We have different hair colors. I have a beard. He's a different shade of pink than me.
It's true.
All right. He's actually in a decent shape right now. All right.
You don't really sound alike either.
I think, and then just the way he was just like, and oh, by the way, about the Cleveland Browns. Like, no. We're talking about the Cleveland Guardians right now. We'll get to the Browns in about 15 minutes. You wrecked the show. We had a nice little show going.
Okay. I think we can
land this. I'm incensed. I think it's also the time of it. It's not even the right time of day. It's literally Ken takes the airwaves at 6 a.m. in the morning. Dick, I'm not sure if you're aware. It's 6 p.m. at night. You should have already had dinner by now. All right? Matlock might be on somewhere. I think Jeopardy comes on at 7. I think we should know.
I don't need a follow-up to this. Is this the first Dick and Dayton call you've ever taken?
That's the first. No, it's not.
Okay.
But it's the first time he's ever. And by the way, not just because it was Ken. You called the shows every day. You should know the names of the people on the show. If you're a first-time caller.
I just want to rage.
If you're a first-time caller, I get it. Or if you're nervous, Dick is practically the backup night show host. He hosts an hour on Baskin and Phelps every day. They just let him go. They go search for free food.
I'm loving this.
He has a plethora of 92.3 The Fan regalia. Because we're just the night guy, Dick, is he here? Is he the overnight guy? We just don't broadcast the show. Good Lord.
I have nothing. I would love to have extra things. I knew where that call was going as soon. You were surprised by the whiplash. I was ready for the whiplash.
No. I was ready for the whiplash. Okay. And I normally would just let it happen. And then you misnamed me. All right?
I would feel almost bad in this moment, although I'm almost positively confident he's not hearing it.
Because he's old? Is that what you're saying?
No, because I don't think he's listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he was listening when he was on hold for 45 minutes. And I thought, you know what? We haven't taken a Dick call in quite a bit here. Let's run with it. Let's go with our buddy Dick and Dayton. That's where we were.
I think the kids these days call them sneaky links.
Tom saying, all us fat guys look the same. Great call, Richard. Firm pass. All right. Tom and Menner, you're hosting with Nick Wilson and Jake Volnick. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Anthony. Hey, real quick, I really want nothing to do with Detroit when it's all said and done. They still have enough bats in that lineup, but boy, I'll tell you what, if they lose today, I don't even know if they even make the playoffs. At this point in time, they got to go up against Boston, who's still in the fight over there. Guardians going to sweep Texas. I literally go ahead and love the position we're in. Great talking to you guys, without a doubt. Here, listen forward to you tomorrow morning. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, that's how I really thrown everybody, is I actually host 5 hours, not enough for me. Yeah, I have 9 hours a day, and I just have that Baskin and Phelps reprieve there. I mean, the Astros are up 11-1 on the Athletics right now. Kind of feels like a bad situation for Detroit to lose this game. I'm not saying I would tank this game, but it wouldn't be the worst thing if you lost this one.
No, okay, if you're the Guardians, though, obviously, like, this is a game you have to win because it punches your ticket into the playoffs. Not that the Rangers are going to be any problem, but you have to. I just think you take the whole thing into the grand scape. Like, we talk about we want to see the Tigers. That's going to be much harder to do. Like, the Red Sox are going to be fighting for a playoff spot who they have to play. The Astros go and play the Angels. The Angels are not a good baseball team. Like, the Astros can certainly take 2 out of 3. Like, that's not unimaginable. Now, they could also not, because they've also been playing horrible. But their path to getting into the playoffs, even without the tiebreaker, is somehow a lot easier, a lot simpler than what the Tigers is right now.
I was in the heat of the moment. I was still mad at Dick and Dayton, and I do not – don't lose this game. I want to continue to finish off the humiliation of the Tigers and hope they somehow land in the playoffs. And maybe they sweep the Red Sox, and then the Astros take 2 or 3 from the Angels. I don't know. Just take care of where you are. But I'll just continue to go back to where we've been for the last couple days. And as we go to the game, obviously we only have three regular season games after this. They are at home. How special this is and how fun this is. And how this is, and it's funny because John Fanta today, you know, bagged on the third playoff team in baseball. And the in baseball still has less playoff teams than either the NFL or the NBA. And certainly the NHL as well. So I don't know how weak it can be when a team that's still 7, 8, 9, 10 games above 500 is quote-unquote the worst team in baseball. I'm actually now going to jam John up. That's a terrible take. I think the third wild card game has added so much intrigue. And, I mean, the idea, and again, the Guardians, if they lose out, can go out. Like, at some point, if you don't take care of these next four games, so even though I'm as confident as I can that they're actually just going to win the division, and they probably win it as soon as they can't if the Astros lose, right? They can win the division.
Yeah, they can. Well, yeah. They can't win the division tonight.
Math is hard.
Yes, I realize they can win it on Friday.
Yes. But the idea that every one of these games has weight, no matter whether you're in first place in the division or where you're the Tigers are, like, 6 years? No, I'm trying to do the math when this actually started.
We got to stop doing math.
I know. This is not where, it's not my strong suit. I'm gifted in other ways. Although I said that to my buddy Jeff, who is over, and I said it in front of Vanessa, and the way I said it made it sound like I was gifted in other ways. And I was like, well, that, I'm not trying to lie here. That being said, this is just really special, and this is really awesome, and this is a byproduct of some of the changes that baseball's made to be more exciting down the stretch. And you just don't get stuff like this. Like, as a matter of fact, the Astros are playing the A's. The A's are booty cheeks. The Angels are booty cheeks. Yeah, neither of those teams is trying to tank right now.
Yeah, they're still competitive. Also, I think you look up and down baseball. Like, this year's weird, right? Like, there's been, the American League is not strong. You're going to have the winner ultimately win, I think, a maximum of 94 games is going to be the one seed, is the highest that you can get. The NL is not much better. I think in an average year of baseball, though, you're talking about that, even that third spot being a team that's well over 500, that's been competitive for most of the year. It feels weird because it's the Tigers and Astros right now. If it was a team fighting from behind who got better over the course of the year, I think we'd feel better about that sixth spot.
Thomas on Twitter, Anik Wilson says, saying, Jeff, ever since you and Andy got your own show, you're really hard on guests. I don't get it. Dustin, D.C., if Dick and Dayton wants to talk about why the Morning Boys each have their retrospective pineapples in their windows, you do it. He's a national treasure, Wilson. How dare you? He's really more of a local treasure.
Yeah.
We love Dick and Dayton, and I was very careful to say the full moniker there because I realized that could be clipped on me. However, we love Dick and Dayton. Just Nick Wilson here, 216-474-0092. The Browns, Super Bowl window 2.0 in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I understand what Mary Kay's saying, that this group, this draft class, can be the backbone of the next core. But I do...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You think, like... I just think it's so tough to predict a Super Bowl window without knowing where the quarterback is. Because I'm not one of those people anymore who thinks, well, the only true Super Bowl window is a franchise quarterback. Yes, that's the easiest way to have a Super Bowl window. If you have a young franchise quarterback, you probably have a 10-year window. And you might have to retool. Buffalo's done that once or twice, but you can still make the playoffs. But... There are other ways to have a championship window with an elite team. It's just your window is a lot smaller. And I think that's, if it's Jared Goff, you might have a four-year window because he's Jared Goff. That's a nice quarterback, but with less help around him, I don't think he's as good of a quarterback, so shortens the window.
Yeah, I mean, look at the 49ers over the past so many years, right? Like, yes, you can say they found their franchise quarterback, or at least they think they did in Brock Purdy, but they were basically just swapping out quarterbacks for Super Bowl. I mean, it was Jimmy G, it was Brock. Like, they were moving different pieces around, and neither of those guys stand off as a franchise quarterback, guy that they put in the elite of that conversation. But I brought this up a little bit on Monday when we were talking about the rookies, and you pushed back on it a little bit, the idea of, I do look at this young core, though, like, it's not a Super Bowl window being open, but it is the foundation laid. Like, I can trust the Andrew Berry and the Browns to lay the foundation for the Super Bowl window because I'm seeing it right now. I don't know that I trust them to build the house, but you started opening the window.
I think the struggle here is six players. And let's say all six guys hit. So it's Quinshon, Dylan Sampson, Huntington becomes more than a situational guy. Mason Graham becomes a star. Schlesinger becomes a star. And Harold Fannin Jr. becomes a really, really nice starting tight end. Those are six nice pieces.
Mm-hmm.
On top of a good quarterback, not a great quarterback, but a Jared Goff, a Baker, a Geno Smith, although I think he's kind of the lower end of this class, somebody like that, you probably need another six to eight players. And so, like, I don't think one draft class, unless it's five really good players and a franchise quarterback, I don't think that, I just think it's a little early to start talking about Super Bowl window. It might be. But, I mean, Andrew Berry's had one what seems to be really good draft in now six drafts. I can't crown him. You know, because again, next year it becomes, can you get the quarterback? Probably going to need a left tackle. Probably going to need a couple offensive linemen. Like, this isn't just you're replenishing guys you've lost because you have never replaced or replenished the guys that have lost over 3 years. So it's like, you're going to have more guys you lose next year, especially on the line because of free agency.
I just, you boil it down, you need six or eight more guys. I mean, but not that the window is going to be 10 years, but you talk about the potential like four-year window. Well, you also add Miles into that mix, either hoping that he could be here for at least the very start of a Super Bowl window. Denzel Ward's in there. Grant Delpit's in there. I mean, you're on a hope and a prayer that JOK can come back, but if he is, he's certainly in that mix if he's able to get back to form.
Now talk about the offense.
Jerry Jeudy's in there.
I don't think Jerry Jeudy's a number one.
I think
he's a nice player.
Yeah, I think, but you probably need a nice number two.
But I think Jerry's a really good number two. By the way, I hate to say this. I think David Njoku, this is his last year. I don't think he can move anymore. I don't think he's fast at all. No, he looks like a left tackle. Yeah, might actually want to try him at left tackle.
You actually could probably use it.
But if you have Jerry Jeudy as your number two and Fannin as your starting tight end and Quinshon and Dylan, you still need a number one. You still need at least 4/5 of an offensive line and the quarterback. Just on the offense, that is a buttload of players. That's before we get to backfilling any part of that secondary. We're probably losing Greg Newsom this offseason. And oh, by the way, your secondary, your safety room's okay. It's not great. The linebacker room's, I think, good. A lot of good young players, but I think Schlesinger, unless JOK comes back, is the only elite player. Like, that's a lot. Like that. And again, I know every team goes through this, but like, I think you need one more good draft before we talk about a Super Bowl window opening. And I'll be honest with you, the other thing I disagree with is, like, guys, the Super Bowl window ended when you traded for Deshaun Watson. We didn't know it.
Yeah,
no, like, we thought it was extending the window and becoming that perma window that we were talking about. But no, when he failed, and he failed immediately, he played six games 1 year, then, and I think, was it six games the next year, seven games next year, then I think six or seven games last year. And that's failed. That's over. So, by the way, Nick Chubb is now since on another team. More guys are going to be popping off that old Super Bowl window. I'm trying to be more realistic about where this build is. And it would be like on day one of building something, talking like you're day 200 of building something. It takes time.
I can see that. Like, is it too early to talk about the window itself? It might be, but I think it's failing to acknowledge it at all that this is a great start to a replenish.
Oh, no, like, I think it's a great start.
Like, again, it's going to be really hard to do that again, but it does. The fact that you hit on these picks makes that possible. Like, if he came out and failed and he only found one or two good players in this draft, you can pretty much shut that window down. Like, that is now another 3 to 4 years out to rebuild this team.
But what am I supposed to... This is where we get back to just the law of averages. Mm-hmm. What's more likely? Another 5-6 guys next year? Or first 4 years, first five drafts where... Or sorry, first 5 years, first five drafts where Jed Wills doesn't get a second contract. Greg Newsom doesn't get a second contract. Your second rounders did. Well, then one had to retire because of injuries. And then find me the... I mean, MJ, nice player. Alex Wright, nice player. I got a couple nice players. Dwan, nice player, but I don't have anything concrete from those other drafts, and that's what makes this feel like the anomaly until you do it again or until you get that quarterback, until I have more proof that that's more possible.
You absolutely have to see it. I think the two first-round picks help a lot. You obviously, even a second-round pick, which they were alluded in at least one of those drafts off the top of my head where they didn't have a second-rounder, like that helps. Again, Andrew Berry has to go out and prove it again, and a big part of that's going to be finding the quarterback. But it's a really nice start to it. I can't just say, like, go back and past and say, okay, well, the first five drafts you had are going to be the seventh draft you have. I can't guarantee you it's going to be six, but there is a reality that Andrew Berry's evolved and found better players and found a better process to doing this too.
When should we talk about the Super Bowl window with this Browns team? It's just a touch early for me, especially because it's been about 3 years since that first Super Bowl window slammed shut. Even if we didn't know it at the time, let's hit it, though.
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
All right, Cash Lovett joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Cash, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, good, good. I don't know if you just heard the conversation we were having, but the Super Bowl window talk has been big with the Browns, and I just think, like, I'm really excited about this draft class. I believe it's real. I don't think it's a mirage. This is the best I've ever felt about a draft class this early in a season, and I think it's real. They just got to stay healthy now. But I'm probably another draft, and that's a good draft, away from talking Super Bowl window. What say you?
Well, I'm a little hurt and offended that y'all aren't even talking about the best player y'all got in the draft this year. And that's undrafted rookie out of the University of Texas, Isaiah Bond. Already 2 catches, showing out. There's your number one wide receiver right there.
I don't think that's what's happened to this point.
Oh, yeah. like, you got your number one, Jerry Jeudy, in there at number two. I absolutely love it.
I think you got it
coming out of the backfield.
I don't know. All right, let's get
to... I don't think y'all are too far wrong with just another good draft. And, I mean, you got 2 draft picks the Jaguars could easily tank, and we see something different.
All right, tonight, Thursday Night Football, Seahawks at Cardinals. How do you see this one?
Well, one of the big things that we're doing with at BetMGM Online and retail is we have removed the juice to -105 instead of 110, which is a big thing for me, especially right here, since I like the favorite in the Seahawks at -1.5 points. I think the Cardinals are absolute frauds. They've beaten up on the Saints. They lost to a Niners team with Matt Jones that I think we can all admit we thought was out of the NFL after he was still seeing Casper the Friendly Ghost around Halloween. And it's going to be nice and easy to take the Seahawks -1.5.
I thought you were talking about my co-host because he's very pale. But then I realized, I figured what you were doing there.
Cash, let's take a look to college football. USC, Illinois. We're watching an Illinois team that just got absolutely smoked by Indiana 63-10. Now they go up and play USC. What do you got here?
Yeah, I actually just saw across the bottom ticker that Kurt Cinetti was still scoring against Illinois. And I think we're going to be seeing the same thing as USC just absolutely lights them up. I'm interested to see what the travel does, especially in the Big Ten, you know, where we've got famous bowl games showing up in the regular season. But I have USC -6.5.
So, Cash, I don't know if you know this, but LSU Ole Miss is not just a battle for SEC supremacy. Apparently, it's also the battle for one of Lane Kiffin's daughters. So how do you see this game going?
I think it's a lot like any dad whenever he meets the daughter's boyfriend for the first time, right? You got to be a little intimidating. You got to take him out to the backwoods shed and be like, hey, I'm going to lay down some ground rules and show you I need my respect.
One way or another, someone's taking a pounding in this one.
I think that's going to be Whit Weeks with Lane Kiffin coming in behind him. I like the Rebels.
Right. Oh, listen, as a man who's got Garrett Nussmeier on my quarterback Deadpool, I'm offended.
Yeah. Well, he might be dead by the end of this game. Pay for the sins for his linebacker. Well,
let's hope not.
We take a look at two more good quarterbacks. Oregon, Penn State coming up this weekend. A 3.5-point line. Penn State currently the favorite with local boy Drew Aller at quarterback. Do we see Penn State covering in this one?
Well, anytime you get to bet against Big Game James and you're getting the hook on the side of the field goal, I think you got to go with those flamboyant Ducks plus 3.5, making the travel. I think I Google Maps it earlier and saw 2,700 miles. And, hey, Ducks love flying. So let's go ahead and get them as the underdog.
And I don't think there's a Buc-ee's in between Eugene, Oregon, and in Happy Valley, which for me means I'm not making that trek. Just so we're all clear, if there's not a Buc-ee's on that road, your boy is out. I'll drive 2,700 miles. I'll get an oil change.
You're getting a Buc-ee's.
But there better be a damn Buc-ee's there. All right. You've corrected an error from last week. We brought you on. I immediately jammed you up because you didn't have the Browns-Packers game. And look what happened. Now you got the Browns at Lions. How are we feeling about this one?
I think anytime Myles Garrett is on that field, it is disrespectful to make them double-digit underdogs. By no shape, way, or form should you be able to get 10 points on this Browns defense. We're going to go all the way to the dog pound. We're going to bring it up to Detroit, and they're going to cover that 10 points.
All right, Cash, we love it as always, buddy. I'm sorry, that was a terrible pun. It was not intended, but great stuff this week. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Well, the real big question I have, though, is what's the go-to at Buc-ee's? Is it the brisket sandwich?
Dude, it's all of it. I mean, they got a fresh jerky counter. Their slushy station made my at the time, 9-year-old twin daughters damn near cry when they saw it. The whole thing. There's nothing more American than a Buc-ee's.
No, there is not. And I think we're getting one in Ohio pretty soon.
There is, but it's Dayton, and they don't really deserve it. If I'm being honest, I live there. I lived there for 2 years growing up. They don't deserve it. I deserve it. I deserve it on my trek home every day on 77, at which point I'd be dead inside a year.
You hear that, Buc-ee's? We need it on 77. Let's go ahead and get it.
All right. So thank you, buddy. Cash, love it there.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
I think if you told most Clevelanders, you get a Buc-ee's, it's on the way home, but Nick's dead in a year, I think they'd make that trade.
I think they might.
They were like, what if we just kill him first? What if he's just dead, and then you bring the Buc-ee's?
When I was on my baseball trip up in Milwaukee, we were coming down. It was a Buc-ee's sign that was like, oh, the next closest Buc-ee's is like 500 miles away. I'm like,
is that the Tennessee one?
No.
Or no, that's an Illinois one, isn't it?
Illinois or Kentucky is one or the other.
Oh, Kentucky. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a good Buc-ee's. So I went to the Kentucky one on the way back from Tennessee 2 years ago. And then we went to the Tennessee one on the way there. Ooh, I spent some money. It was not good.
That's dangerous. Took my mom to a Buc-ee's for the first time when we were going down to Tennessee. Spent a little too much money.
There's no way. Listen, everything's affordable. It should be noted. The problem is I buy everything of everything. They're the best gummy worms I've ever had. And Dustin, who just recently, he just took his son down there. I can't remember what game it was. I think the Tennessee one, actually. And I told him about the gummy worms. Mr. Gummy King didn't get the gummy worms. What an idiot. Love him. What an idiot. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.